This is the Frickin' Awesome Entrepreneur Podcast, session 15.
Welcome to the Frickin' Awesome Entrepreneur Podcast with Alyssa Dare Nelson, where we blow up the myth that you're meant to be well-rounded and independent. Here, we uncover what makes you uniquely awesome while also giving you actionable insights in to fill those gaps of the not-so-awesome. You are perfectly lopsided. Own it. Now let's dive in.
Well, hey. Welcome to the Frickin' Awesome Entrepreneur. My name is Alyssa Dare Nelson. I'm your host, and I cannot wait to introduce you to our live coaching episode guest today. Her name is Sherry Wagner. And, you know, typically I don't read bios word for word, but quite frankly, you guys, this is just so well done, and it speaks to her heart and her passion. So I'm going to go ahead and do so. Sherry founded Ironclad Fitness in 2009 with the mission to redefine fitness by empowering people of all shapes, sizes, and physical abilities to find their inner and outer strengths. Ironclad Fitness specializes in the Russian style of kettlebell training through online or in-person coaching programs because it is known for producing dramatic results through precise technique. Sherry empowers people to get strong and healthy in a realistic and sustainable way. So, like, even in just those few succinct sentences, you can feel her passion for what she does. And one of the things that I love about Sherry is that she's not falling into this, you know, ultra cool, what's the word I'm looking for? You know, beach body, front cover of a magazine, you know, I'll fix you so that you look like the model. She's focused on strength. And I love that. As you guys know, one of my favorite artists, my favorite artist is Pink. And she is so countercultural because she is focused on being strong, much more so than just being, you know, than looking good. And this is where Sherry really shines. So without further ado, Sherry, welcome to the Frickin' Awesome Entrepreneur. I'm so excited to have you here. What you're doing and what you're producing and the culture shift that you're helping to create inside of fitness, I think is amazing. So we can't wait to hear more about you.
Well, thank you so much, Alyssa. That was quite an introduction. I'm really excited to be here, and I'm excited for you and all your success with your new podcast. Man, the way that you read that bio, that was just phenomenal.
It really gets to the point. And so, you know, not a lot of people know what kettlebells are. They're like these round weight things with a handle on them, but they may not know, you know, why kettlebells are like, really, you can get a full body workout with like one kind of weight. Like, what's going on with that? Can you share with us a little bit about what kettlebells are, maybe how you fell in love with them and how people can really get like a real full body workout with one weight?
Yeah, sure. I'd love to. So kettlebells, the nature of the Russian style of kettlebell training, and they call it the Russian hard style, the style that I teach. There is another style that is called the soft style. Well, they don't really call it that. They call it something different, but that's the nickname for it. But so the hard style is sort of steeped in explosive, powerful movements. So there's an explosiveness from the hips. So it focuses on the posterior chain of the body, which is the lat muscles in your back. Those sit below your shoulder blades, your glute muscles or your butt muscles, the hamstrings, and the calves. So everything that runs down the back of your body. So the focus is there. All the movements are kind of driven from there. And that's where the power and the beauty really lies in this style of kettlebell training. So,
cool.
Yeah. And so the nature of all these explosive movements gives you cardio and strength in every workout and truly in a single movement. So the kettlebell swing is one of the foundational movements. And that is sort of the epitome of your cardio and strength in one exercise. And there are some exercises that are truly just strength-based and then others that are a little more cardio-based, but the ones that are cardio-based are still going to give you that strength.
So awesome. So how did you find kettlebells, and how did you, like, where does someone learn because you've got certifications and all sorts of, like, you know your stuff inside of kettlebells. How did you find it? How did you fall in love with it?
I literally just stumbled across kettlebells. I was looking for a yoga class, to be honest, and a neighbor of mine told me about this place that had yoga nearby, and they also did kettlebells. And I felt like I had heard of them before, but I wasn't sure where and how. And so I just started researching it and thought, wow, that sounds kind of cool. And at the time, I was coming off of a knee injury, which is kind of funny to say because I was completely inactive at the time. So how on earth was I having knee problems if I wasn't doing anything? But I was doing a little bit of cycling, actually. But other than that, you know, my knees were just hurting when I was trying to do anything physical. I mean, I had some chronic back pain and neck pain that had plagued me for years before that. And I was reading about all the benefits of kettlebells, and my physical therapist had also said, you really need to strengthen the living daylights out of your quads and your glutes if you want to avoid knee surgery. So as I'm reading about them and I'm hearing about the posterior chain of the body and the glutes and the quads and, you know, everything, I thought, wow, that sounds exactly like what I need. Mm. So I decided to give it a try. And quite honestly, my very first session, I was a little on the fence. I was like, this is interesting, but I'm not 100% sure. But I was intrigued enough that I wanted to give it at least a few more lessons. And then when I started getting into the kettlebell swing and learning all of these more unique kinds of movements that are specific to the Russian style, the Russian hard style, that's when I really started falling in love with it. And it was the first time that I ever stuck with an exercise in my life. And I was in my late 30s at the time. And it was the first time that I would be involved in a workout program and my neck would not get all jacked up on me. I later realized that's because of the emphasis on the lat muscles in the back. It doesn't put stress on the neck and the trapezius muscles in your neck, in the tops of your shoulders, basically. I realized that for the first time, I didn't just look good, but I felt good. Mm-hmm. And I was strong and I was building muscles like I had never built before. And just all of these wonderful positive changes were happening to my body and not just aesthetically. And that really spoke to me differently than when I would, you know, be on again, off again with other workout programs and just be about the aesthetics.
Yeah.
You know, that strength just became so empowering to me.
Yeah. And empowering inside the gym and outside the gym.
Yes, absolutely. It made me much more physically adventurous. Like before, you know, people would ask me if I wanted to try something physically related and I would just be like, no, I can't do that. And I started finding myself going, sure, I'll give it a try. Like that was totally different.
Yeah.
And it was making things just different and easier. Like all of my daily life was easier. I'll never forget. It was cleaning out the basement by myself, just decided, yeah, I'm just going to tackle this by myself. And I picked up this really heavy box of books and just walked it across the room like it was nothing. And I just thought, wow, I don't think I would have been able to do that 6 months ago. Mm-hmm. And that's what led me to become a trainer. I was unhappy in my job at the time, had been looking for something else. And the short story is that one day a light bulb just went off and said, this is what I want to do.
Yeah.
This changed my life so much and I want to help other people find the same.
I thank you for sharing that. That's so great. And you guys, you hear me talk about the four things that make you uniquely you, that allow you to speak and serve the world and people in ways that nobody else can do that. And one of those things is your life experiences, right? How life and how different moments in your life have really transformed your passions for what you do. And so we noted Sherry's passion, even just in a three sentence bio, but hearing her story about, you know, aches and pains and all sorts of things and, you know, beginning to talk of knee surgery and all of those things to the transition of, you guys have to see her back. Okay. You seriously, you have got to go over to her website and check out her pictures because her back is the coolest back I've ever seen. anyway. And so, you know, to that transition to being so strong and so empowered, like that's what we're looking for, right? In our lives, to be empowered in our businesses, to be empowered in our families, to be empowered in our relationships. And it all started with kettlebells for Sherry. So no wonder she's so passionate about carrying those on. Now, I do want to take a moment to point to her StrengthsFinder themes, because these also give us a little light inside of not only what has driven her, but also, you know, how she's wired and how she, what makes her such a great trainer. So her top five are restorative, adaptability, responsibility, empathy, and relator. And that restorative, Sherry, when you and I first met and we first started talking about your restorative theme, you're like, man, I don't know if this is a good theme or not. Like, I'm not sure if this is really what I want in my themes. And, you know, we had to kind of wrap our minds around, well, but here's the deal. Restorative brings you back to whole. And so doesn't that make sense with Sherry's focus on strength and really getting rid of the aches and pains and making you, you know, whole again? And that's what restorative is all about. And so I just love that. Knowing Sherry and learning your strengths, has that helped you to understand just what drives you in your business?
Yeah, it definitely, you know, and I still have to go back to my cheat sheet that you gave me and refresh my memory of what all of these different themes kind of mean. Mm-hmm. But as I read them, it definitely makes sense of some things I just notice about myself.
Yeah.
You know, kind of like why you might do what you do or things like that.
Yeah.
And it definitely, you know, like in the work that I did with you, it helped me sort of, like, I think I would tend to focus on the negative aspects of that restorative, mm-hmm. which I believe is one of the actual qualities.
It's part of restorative.
Hello. but, you know, I would just try to look at the flip side of it or even recognize like what kinds of triggers, like when you pointed out all the different triggers that sort mm-hmm. of take you to the more negative places within your theme, looking at those triggers was really eye-opening to me because it just made sense of everything. Like it made sense of just the why behind me and how I tick, kind of.
Yeah, yeah. You know, when this was part of what made me fall in love with strengths in general is that I spent so much of my life going, what's wrong with me? And I spent so much time and energy wondering that and trying to figure that out and try to fix myself that I couldn't actually appreciate what I was, who I was, what I had to offer and put my energy into that. And so that's one of the biggest benefits of understanding your themes is not only obviously playing to your strengths, but giving yourself grace so that you're not throwing all your time and energy into trying to fix what doesn't seem to be awesome about you. And it's something to be aware of when it comes to restorative, because restorative is really good at noticing the entire whole and going, all right, 95% of this is right on, spot on, but there's this 5% over here that we can fix. And so it can kind of eyes drawn, you know, bring its eyes to the negative a little bit. But if you can reframe that and go, cool, let's see if we can bring this back to whole and recognize, and this is a key component of restorative, recognize what is whole, right? Not what is ideal necessarily, but what is whole? How are things ticking on or running on all the right cylinders? What is whole? And when you can look at that, now you can look at, all right, now what do we need to fix in order to bring it back to whole? So I think that's really good awareness as you're focusing on your strengths and you're listening, you're like, okay, listen, you talk about strengths every week a little bit, but I'm not quite understanding my own. Recognize what they are so that you can give yourself grace for what you're not, and then turn it around and focus on those strengths. So Sherry, this is what you do for your clients is you help them see, look at the progress we've made and, you know, look how much better you're feeling and take note of how you felt when you first walked through the door and how you felt and how you feel now. And, you know, a lot of that empathy for people who are coming in, who were in the shape that you were in when you first started, that you can really be with them in that space, that relator empathy part, that you don't judge people for the sort of the condition they're in right off the bat. You applaud them for, hey, good job, way to take this step. And together, we're going to tackle this. And so you just got this beautiful combination of themes that really gives people a warm hug, makes them understand that they are not in a place of judgment, and now they can go be their strongest selves. And I think that is so neat. And you're doing that online as well as in person, which is really cool. And we'll get to that in just a moment here. But I'm wondering, Sherry, what is the biggest challenge that you're facing right now in your business?
The biggest challenge kind of always has been just getting clients, getting prospects, not even just getting clients, but getting prospects, having people find out who I am, what I do, and why what I do is a good idea.
Yeah.
That's probably the hardest thing. And then I'd say sort of tying into that is once people do become a client, keeping them engaged and keeping them interested in coming as often as like really what it takes. And it's really not like they have to be there every day, but you know, coming consistently 2-3 times a week and, you know, for an online person doing their workouts at home, you know, 3-4 times a week, whatever. And just keeping that interest going when, you know, I mean, life always happens. That's inevitable with people. And a lot of times fitness is the thing that takes the back seat for people.
And, exactly.
You know, and really just how to keep people wanting to come and wanting to show up to do their workout so that they can become all that they desire, basically.
Yeah. And you're facing a challenge that is that everybody in the health sphere faces, because unfortunately, and this is something that we are bound and determined to change with this podcast and with their success coaching, is that they put themselves on the back burner. They forget that self-care is the most important thing, that your own health is the most important thing, because if you're not your best you, you can't give your best, period. But getting over that hump, right? When, you know, the first couple months of working out, when you haven't been in a workout routine in a long time, doesn't feel good. When I first started training for this bodybuilding competition that I'm doing, I would tell my trainer point blank, look, I want to be here, but I don't want to be here. And she's like, yep, I get it. I totally get it. And Sherry, you can't see Sherry, but she's nodding her head like, yes, this is a familiar story. And so I think for me, it was important to have that space to be able to say that to my trainer and not feel like she was going to be like, well, look, if you don't want to be here, don't be here. And Sherry, I know that this is already a part of how you treat your clients when they come in, is you're like, I get it. I know you're going to be sore, but it's going to be worth it. And that constant reminder of this is worth it. This is worth it. Hang in with me. I'm wondering, do you have a sense for your clients? And obviously it depends on where they start with their fitness and all of that. But like, how long does it take them to get into a routine where they are craving coming in to work out?
Oh, that is so individual. There really is no answer to that because, yeah, it depends on, did they come from another fitness program in a place where they were already working on their fitness? Mm-hmm. You know, are they coming from a completely sedentary life, you know, that they always lived, or, you know, that's just within the last few years and they're trying to get back into it? Like there are just so many factors that there is no one answer for that. And, and you know, it also depends on, well, how often are they coming? And obviously the more often you come in the beginning, the faster you're going to see results and you're going to kind of get over that hump and, you know, over that hump from a soreness aspect, over that hump from the motivation aspect, you know, just all of it.
Yeah.
And, you know, when it comes to like clients sort of disengaging, it doesn't always happen in the beginning. A lot of times I find it more with my people that have been with me for a long time that, you know, at first they'll be so consistent and that'll happen for like a solid year or more. And then that's when they start getting more inconsistent.
It sounds like most marriages in the US.
Good point. Yeah
right? Complacency.
You know, once the honeymoon's over, sometimes I think that, okay, maybe they've just run their course with me, but no, they're staying. They say they love my classes and they love me as a trainer and they love what I offer and they don't want to go anywhere. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm not necessarily getting any feedback that relates back to like real valid reasons that I can sort of do something about.
Right. I do think that a big piece of that is complacency, right? Especially if they've kind of gotten beyond that hump where they're like, I feel really good. I can back off now. It's not such a big deal if I only go once this week. It's not, you know, and that starts to happen. So one thing that you maybe could try with your people who begin to fall off is you could almost do quarterly updates. You know, in my book, I talk about the Frickin' Awesome process, which is a 3-month process. And so quarterly checking in and, you know, helping them understand, like, part of my program is that I'm going to be checking in with you and helping to keep you accountable. So every quarter we're going to check in. How are you feeling? Are you starting to feel like, oh, it wouldn't be such a big deal if I backed off, to kind of keep your finger on the pulse of that complacency thing? Because if you can identify when the complacency sets in, you can help them with, all right, you know what? Here's the deal. Now it's time to go up some weight on your kettlebell. Mm-hmm. Or let's shift this up. Cause I know you offer several different styles of class as well. Like, okay, now I want you to try to go to a couple of these classes to give that little bit of oomph, variety, et cetera, when that complacency sets in. And, you know, it is not your job to motivate them, right? To sort of crack the whip. But you've been doing this for so long that you can identify, hey, I know what you're going through here. And then complacency, I totally get it. And maybe don't call it complacency because that doesn't sound very nice. but I mean, you know, here in this space that we can call it that because that really is what it is. You know, but I know that this is happening and I want you to continue to feel so strong and so healthy. So let's shift things up a little bit and try something a little different. So maybe that's something that would help them to stay a little bit more engaged. Another challenge I know is when you're working with a client online is that you're not necessarily seeing them face to face. Right? With your online clients, you ask them to, you know, send in some videos and make sure their technique is correct because the technique is really important. But it's easier to not do your workout in your home than if you were going to class. So I think that engagement takes a little bit more active support. What I know too, Sharon, you haven't mentioned this quite yet, but I know that you also have a nutrition program that goes along with it, yes, which I think is super cool as well. And I'm wondering if there's a tweak you can make to your nutrition program or, you know, some way that you can have your clients check in with you, like, hey, did my workout this morning? You know, whether that's in a Facebook group or whether that's in a text to personal text to you, how can you encourage them to stay accountable, to check in with you so that, because we don't want you chasing them. That's not good for them. It's not good for you. I don't believe it's a great use of your time, but we do want them checking in with you and them knowing that you're watching and that you're there to encourage if they were to hit bumps in the road. So what do you think about check-ins? Is there a place that you could do that? Is there a place inside the nutrition program that you use where they could be checking in?
Yeah, there's a few places where check-ins could happen. Yes, within the nutrition program, there is a way for that. Even in the platform that I use for my online clients to deliver their workouts, they have to check off that they did the workout. And so that is like a check-in in and of itself.
Yeah.
But it's funny that you mentioned like perhaps like a text or something, because there was a training program that I did for fitness professionals doing, you know, starting an online training model. And they talked about the same thing. Have your clients text you every day, even when you have one of the software platforms that basically makes them tick off that they did their workout. still have them check in with you via text.
Yeah, there's something about that personal connection with people. And as your online base gets larger and larger, you can actually set up accountability partners within your clients, right? So that they can begin to support one another. And that community feel is great. So as you scale your online business, you know, this doesn't have to all be text to you. You can start to set up accountability partners for someone in Florida and someone in, you know, in Maine. You know, they're both East Coast. So cool that that time frame works for them, et cetera. So that might be something that you could do as well. So tell us where we can find you. I'm really curious how, as you start to implement some of these, you know, check-ins with your local and online clients, what you decide upon and how that's going. But I want people to be able to engage with you and to start their online program for themselves so that they can be their strongest version of them, whether they're in Rhode Island or in Sacramento. You know, how can they find you and what's the best place for that?
Okay, so my website is ironcladfit.com. That's kind of the best place to learn more about what I do. And there is a, I offer a free consultation with everybody who might be interested. And there's several places on the website to, you know, click an opt-in form to request to schedule a consultation.
Beautiful.
So, and I love doing that consultation with people first, just because it's a real, like, it's a way for us to start to get to know each other a little bit. You know, I ask a lot of questions in that consultation just to really get a feel for where you're coming from and what your background is, what your injury history is, you know, what you liked and didn't like about other programs that you've done. You know, we really, like, I try and get as nitty gritty as I can to find out just really where you are so that I can help meet you where you are. I can't meet you three steps ahead of where you are.
Right. Cause I love that you really just meet people where they are. I think that is such a missing component a lot of times with trainers. And I just, anyway, my heart explodes, Sherry. I love you to pieces. People, go get a free consult. Sherry's got all sorts of cool information and videos and a picture of her back on her website. So go to ironcladfit.com and check her out. And you've got nothing to lose. Get that free consult. See if it's the right time and the right fit to do some kettlebells. So Sherry, thank you for taking the time. I love everything you do. You are freaking awesome. Thank you for being willing to share some of your challenges. You are not alone. There are hundreds and hundreds of people listening who are having the same challenge. And so hopefully this was helpful for them as well.
Well, thank you so much for having me. And I love you too. You're so amazing. I was instantly drawn to you the second I met you, and then doing coaching with you was really phenomenal. And yeah, it was just great to be back with you in that coaching aspect again and get some more amazing ideas from you. And I was taking notes as we were talking.
Beautiful.
So I'm looking forward to telling you how that works.
Excellent. We can't wait to hear. We will chat with you very soon.
Okay. Thanks, Alyssa.
And now it's time for the podcast recommendation of the week. Look, we know that Sherry is not alone in wanting to engage and do everything to make her customers happy. You are too, right? So our podcast recommendation for this week is Crack the Customer Code with Adam Toporek and Jeannie Walters. Adam and Jeannie teach how to deliver an exceptional customer experience to create loyal, raving fans. This podcast is all about learning from business leaders of all kinds. Here's why I like it. But Jeannie and Adam have a great rapport, and they talk about a variety of different strategies and tactics for focusing on and wowing our customers. I really love this podcast. You can listen to Crack the Customer Code on iTunes or anywhere else you like to listen to podcasts. I'm so glad you joined us today. Thank you. If you're ready to dive deeper into your own awesomeness and move forward beyond the frustrations that might be holding you back, visit daretosucceed.com to grab your free sample of my book, From Frustrated to Frickin' Awesome, 4 steps to achieve the success you're wired for. Until next time, keep being frickin' awesome.